It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. See what I brought today? What do you think might be in that case? Does it look like a violin? Or a viola? Well, it's really a ukulele. That's what this is, a ukulele with a broken string. I'll show you. This string is broken. I saw Joe Negri a little while ago. He said he'd come over and help me fix it. Did you ever break anything? I mean, did you ever have an accident and break something of yours or something that belongs to someone else? That can give you a scary feeling, even if you didn't mean to do it. Oh, that may be Joe now. It is. Hi, Joe.
Fred.
Thank you for coming. You know my television name.
Oh, sure. Hi.
Well, here's
so this is the ukulele.
Yes. Come on down.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it's the B string.
This one, yes.
Right.
Would you be able to fix it?
Well, yeah. You want me to fix it here or take it to the shop?
Would you mind doing it here? I'd like to watch you.
No, I'd like to try to do it. But do you happen to have the peg?
Oh, it's probably in the case. Let me see.
Uh-huh. That's very important.
Here's one.
Very good.
That's it.
Okay. Can we go over here?
Sure.
All right.
Now you tell me what to do to help.
All right. Maybe you can help me to hold it. Now, we're going to put the string in there. Like that. And try to get the peg. Now, do you want to hold that, Fred?
Sure.
Okay. Let's come up here. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. I have my screwdriver with me.
You always carry that?
And we can snug this up a bit. Let's see.
You have it fixed.
Try it. See what you think. You can play, don't you?
Well, just a little bit.
Ukulele.
Would you play it?
Sure, sure. I used to play one when I was little. I think I'm going to like to say, I think I'll call it fun. I'll wrap it in ribbons and make it mine. I got an idea.
Right.
Would you play the piano with me?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, you'll play that and I'll play the piano.
Right.
Certainly.
She's still singing.
You want to sing some more of that song?
Okay. I think I'm going to like today. It's very plain to see. I love every moment. And I'm like you. The nicest day in the neighborhood.
today, and when today is through, I'll catch it and keep it as good as new. There it'll be. I'll have the nicest day in the neighborhood, the nicest day in the county, the nicest day. Just stay at home with me. I think I'm going to like today. Joe, you've always liked music, haven't you?
Ever since I was a little boy.
And now you have your own music shop.
Yeah, and I think I better be getting back to it.
Well, you certainly repaired this in good order.
I hope that does the trick.
Thank you very much,
Jeff. I have my screwdriver. Okay. Well, good seeing you.
I think I'm going to like today, thanks to you.
I can always like fixing something when I can.
Thanks for doing this.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Joe. It sounds so much better since he fixed it. Let's have some make-believe. Of broken things. Last time King Friday got very angry because the Royal Hula Mouse, HM, had been planning a surprise with Lady Elaine. Anyway, the king got so angry he broke something. I don't think he meant to, but he did. And everybody got pretty scared. So let's just think more about that now as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of Make the Leap. Yes, trolley, I was angry. No, I didn't mean to break that toy. Apologize? Boy, that's highly irregular. Oh, we'll see. Apologize. Apologize. Oh, Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Were you able to repair it?
Well, all but this one part.
So it's not as good as new?
No, but almost.
What do you think Lady Aberlin will say?
Why don't you ask her yourself?
You mean she's still here?
Oh, yes. She's helping with the surprise.
Yes. Uncle Friday, I presume.
Lady Aberlin, I presume.
I guess we're both correct.
As usual.
Well.
Is that a sun or a moon on a stick?
It's whatever I want to make it, and I trust that you won't break it.
Speaking of breaking, your toy has been repaired.
Thank you.
Now, you may all carry on.
Is that all you're going to say, Uncle Friday?
Say about what?
About this. About breaking this. About being so mad that you actually threw it down and broke it.
It's fixed now.
But people's feelings aren't fixed.
What people's feelings?
Lady Elaine's, H.M. the Hula Mouse's, mine. You hurt all of our feelings.
Well, what will we do about it?
What will you do about it?
Ah, I know. Handyman, do you have your ukulele handy?
Yes, sire.
Yeah, very good. I will need a royal uke fanfare, please.
Yes, sir.
Very good. I, King Friday the 13th, do hereby make a new rule.
A new rule?
The new rule is that everyone who had hurt feelings will now have good feelings.
You can't order people to have good feelings, Uncle Friday.
I just did. Farewell.
Oh, honestly, he is so exasperating.
Incidentally.
Yes, sir?
Yes?
One more thing.
Yes?
I'm sorry. Now, farewell.
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 Something tells me things are going to be better.
He really said, I'm sorry, didn't he?
He really did.
Well, that's a good beginning. Now I can carry on with this at the clock.
Oh, and I can take this over to Lady Elaine.
The surprise gets rounder every minute.
I'll say. I'll see you later.
Right.
Oh, hi, Lady A.
Hi, Daniel. Here's the round wood for you to decorate.
Oh, good. I've been thinking a lot about what I might put on it. Can you wait a minute?
Sure.
Okay. Why don't you sing something, and I'll paint as fast as I can. Okay?
I think I'm going to like today. I think I'll call it fine. I'll wrap it in ribbons. Wow, you're really fast. This is great. The face of your clock.
That's it. And if you turn it over and upside down.
The pendulum of your clock.
That's it.
Oh, Daniel. I do love you so much.
Oh, and I love you.
I'll take it right away over to the museum go-round.
There's so much that's round. How about a round ugga-mugga? Okay?
Ugga-mugga.
Ugga-mugga. I hear Friday said he was sorry.
Yes. It's hard for him to say that.
Yeah, but is he really sorry?
I think you'll find that he is.
Well, you two know him best, so it looks like the round time's on.
Here's Daniel's offering.
Oh, this is perfect, perfect. Wow, I'll put it in the R room. It's gonna be a fine surprise.
And do you like mine, Lady Lane?
Oh, it's great. Yours is great.
A certain handy person repaired it.
Oh, you're something else, Handy. I bet you even know round music. See ya.
Hey, I bet we could come up with some round music. Let's see.
There'll be lots of round things. Lots of round surprises, too. There will be lots of round
things. There will be lots of round
things. Lots of round surprises.
Lots of round surprises.
There will be lots of round things.
There will be lots of round
lots of round surprises.
What do you think the surprise will be with all those round things? Now, we'll think more about that next time. Right now, there are some fish who need some food. Mm-hmm. And here they are. How about some food for you, fish? King Friday tried to make a rule, saying that everyone's hurt feelings had to turn into good feelings. But nobody can order anybody else how to feel. And when he said, I'm sorry, well, that was a good beginning. But he has to show how kind he can really be. That's what's most important. Oh, let's go see who that is. It's Marlon Barnett. Hi, Marlon.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Good. You have something for us?
Yes. Do you have time for some exercises?
Sure. Inside or out?
Let's try it outside.
Okay. Do you have any round exercises?
Round exercises? Yes, I do have round exercises. Would you like to try some?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Okay, before we do those, we always warm up.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, try this one. Just take a step and back together, and another step and back together. Bend your knees. Step together.
Can you do that?
Step together. Now move the arms. Yes, That's it.
It's like a dance.
A little faster. Step. That's it. That's it. That was a little warm up.
Oh, I'll say.
Let me show you this round exercise. Mm-hmm. Now, this is for the sides. Well, you really need to stretch, especially when you wake up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And also for the back of the legs.
Okay.
Watch me first. Arms overhead, feet just a little bit apart. Stretch. Just feel the stretch. Now lean to one side. Now let's try leaning to the other side. Do you feel that stretch?
Yep.
Okay, now we're going to start around. Follow your arms all the way out.
Way oh, you out. Mean the whole way around.
Bend. Bend to the front. Good. That's it. Stretch. All the way up. Did you see that circle?
I saw your circle, yeah.
Great.
Mine looked more like a square.
No, yours was very good. Stretch the other way.
Oh, the other way.
I'm going to help you a little bit. That's it. That's it. Stretch down. That. Very nice. All the way up. Was that a nice stretch?
Very good stretch.
Good. All right, now let's do some toning. Let's strengthen our muscles.
All right.
Now you're going to see these little circles. You're going to help me.
All right.
I'm going to use your arm. I'm going to bend both legs. And I'm going to extend this leg to the side.
Mm-hmm.
The knee stays forward. And I'll make little circles. Do you see those little circles?
Isn't that hard?
That is hard. But it's really good for the legs. And I'm exercising some muscles we don't normally use. That's what makes it so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then back down.
Should
do you want to try it?
Sure.
Yes. Here's my arm.
Okay. Should I do this one?
Okay. Now, first you want to bend both knees. That's it.
Okay.
Now extend it out. Okay.
And
make little circles.
Like...
Good. Oh, that's nice.
Is that too big?
Make them loose. That's it.
Oh, I can feel that
oh,
right
can
here.
You? Good.
Ooh, yeah.
That's where you're supposed to feel it, right against the side. Let's try the other leg. Okay, now.
This way?
We're going to go this way. I'll hold you here. Can you make your circles? That's it.
Oh, I'm glad you're holding me. Fall over.
I was going to try it with you,
okay.
But I can't do it. I have to watch you. That's it.
You need somebody to hold on to.
Okay, you don't want to bounce. Just caught. That's it. Very nice. Okay, that's about all I have time for. Will you work on those exercises?
I sure will. You have to get back to school.
I have to get back
speedy
to school.
Delivery.
Oh, there's
speedy
Mr. McFeely.
I don't want to interrupt your exercises.
No, it's just leaving, Mr. McFeely.
Back to your school.
Yes.
All righty.
You have a nice day.
Speedy
you
delivery.
Too.
Bye-bye. Thank
bye-bye,
you.
Bye-bye, Marlon. Oh, we were doing all sorts of round exercises.
Well, I have a video here to show you.
What is it?
It's how people make bread. You know, they make bread in many different ways. But I thought you'd like to see how people make bread in lots of bread at one time.
Oh, you mean in a bread factory?
In a great big bakery.
Oh, in a great big bakery.
That's right.
Will you watch it with me?
I will. I have some time.
Good. Come
and
on
I can
in.
Explain it.
Right
Thank
after
you.
Put it in picture, how people make bread.
Lots of bread, all at one time.
All at one time.
When people make bread like this, they start by putting all the ingredients into a big mixer. Flour comes out of this hopper.
You mean there's flour in there?
Mm-hmm. There's flour, water, shortening, yeast, and other ingredients. They all go into the mixer. And this man sets the controls for the mixer. You see the ingredients?
I see flour, I think.
And there's some water.
Water, uh-huh.
Then he closes it and turns it on to mix the dough.
You mean it's getting all mixed up in that machine?
It's gonna open. You'll see the blades
oh,
mixing, you see?
Yeah.
Finished mixing, he sets the controls to dump the dough into a big trough behind the mixing platform.
Well, what's a trough?
Well, it rhymes with dough. It's a big container.
Look at that.
Here it comes.
It all goes out into that place, huh?
That's right. After it sits for a while, the trough brings it to this hopper, where it's dumped again.
That looks very heavy.
Well, I'm told it weighs 2,500 pounds.
My.
It comes out at the bottom and is cut into little balls by this machine, and that machine's called a divider.
Isn't that fun to watch? That big batch of dough makes lots of balls of dough, Mr. McFeely. Are they going to be round loaves of bread?
Well, wait till you see what happens next. The round balls of dough go for a little ride to this machine that this man's checking. And here the dough gets flattened.
Oh, they look like pancakes.
And next on to this machine to get rolled. And then each one drops into its own baking pan.
Are they ready to get baked now?
Oh, not yet. First, it has to go into a proof box for an hour so it can rise.
For a whole hour?
Yes, it takes that long for the yeast to make it rise.
And that's a proof box they're going in?
That's what they call it, a proof box.
It's warm in there, I guess.
That's right.
And what happens next?
Well, the risen dough is now ready to go in the oven to be baked.
Watching
there it
this.
Goes. It's going to the oven.
Bye-bye, bread.
Into the oven.
Is that big thing the oven?
Yes, it is.
Looks like a train.
Well, now she's checking to make sure the bread is baking just right.
Mighty good to me.
Oh, me too. And when it's finished baking, it has to come out of the pans.
Well, how do they do that? I mean, those pans are very hot, aren't they?
Oh, they are. But wait, you'll see. These suction cups gently lift the bread out of the hot pans.
Look at that. They come right up out of those pans.
After the bread goes for another little ride to cool off, it goes into the slicing machine.
I don't see it.
You will.
Getting sliced.
There it is.
Oh, there.
One loaf at a time, get sliced.
There you can see it sliced.
And the last place the bread goes is the bagging machine.
Bagging.
That's right.
Putting on the bags.
And now it can go to the store so people can buy and enjoy it.
That is really beautiful to see all those loaves of bread coming along there in that big bakery.
Well, I thought you'd enjoy it. Well, I have more deliveries to make.
Yes.
Oh, and speaking of deliveries,
yes.
If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Speedy delivery.
Thank you again, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I have more deliveries. See you around the neighborhood.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Speedy delivery to you. Our newly repaired ukulele. Maybe I'd play Tree, Tree, Tree. Would you sing that with me, Tree, Tree, Tree? tree, 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 tree. We love you, yes we do, yes we do, we love you. You know, people can love you exactly how you look and sound and feel right this minute. And the more people love you, the more you're able to love others. That's what's wonderful about real love. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We will have things to talk about and things to do. We always have good times together, don't we? I'll be back next time. Bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address. Thank you.